Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Everyone say D. D. Everyone say D.
D.
R.
R.
E.
E.
A.
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 M.
M. Spells?
Dream.
Dream. The king is a dream giver. The devil is a dream stealer. The king says all things are possible. The devil says the dream is impossible. The king knows the end from the beginning, and the devil knows nothing at all that's worth adding into in regards to context, in regards to the plan, your plans, the dreams and the purposes that God has got for your lives. Friends, I want to say to you today, if you have got a dream, if you have got a dream, if you have got a dream, then you need to lay hold of it. You need to speak over it. You need to begin to rise up and lay hold of it, because if you've got a dream that's from God, then you've got all that you need. All that you need. Philippians chapter 1, reading from verse 4 says, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Everyone say joy.
Joy.
All right. Well, how do we pray for each other? With joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, and just so you're clear today, I am confident of this. I'm not just reading Paul's words to a church here that I don't know. I'm reading this in the context of a church that I know well and good. And I am confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Now, the he that Paul is referring to is, of course, Jesus. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. We're speaking about Jesus himself. Jesus is the one who found Paul on the road to Damascus. He found Peter mending his nets, and he found Nathanael sitting under a fig tree. When he came along, when he walked along and he found Nathanael sitting under the fig tree, John chapter 1 verse 47 tells us that Jesus says the following. Here comes an honest man, a true son of Israel. How do you know about me? Nathanael asked. And Jesus replied, I could see you under the fig tree before Philip found you. Nathanael replied, teacher, you are the son of God, the king of Israel. Jesus asked him, do you believe all this because I told you I had seen you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. Then he said, the truth is, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down upon the Son of Man. Now, most of us would take what Jesus is saying here on face value. We've all heard what Jesus said. It's like, you know what Jesus said? It's like, it's fairly simple. We would just take it that what Jesus is saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. As in, you're saying this because you've seen this. Well, the truth is, mate, you, as in, how many of you know Jesus calls everyone mate? Mate, you have not seen anything yet. But this meant so much more to Nathanael. Nathanael was a young Jewish man who was very familiar with Scripture. He understood Scripture. He knew. He was aware of Scripture. He would have immediately understood that what was being said here, what Jesus was actually saying here, is that he is the fulfillment of the prophetic dream that Jacob had. Jesus said to Nathanael in John chapter 1, verse 51, the truth is, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down upon the Son of Man, which would have spoken directly into Nathanael's understanding, as he would have been very familiar with Jacob's story. How many of you know Jacob's story, just out of curiosity? You all know Jacob's story. If you know Jacob's story, I don't need to go too far into the background, but for those who are still working it out, I'll give some insight here. When Jacob was a young man, how many of you remember being a young man? Where are the young men in the house? How many of you know at Enjoy Church, if you're under 127 years of age, you are considered young and young at heart? Who are the young men in the house? Where are the young men? Oh, I felt the hair on my back stand up then. Praise God. See those hands going up again? Praise the Lord. All right, so here we have Jacob. He was a young man looking to make his way in life. That's typically what young men do. But Jacob, he found himself on the run. He was running away. He was running away from his circumstances. He was running away from the family. He was running away from situations. He was running away from danger. And as he ran, he got to a place where he slept for the night. In Genesis chapter 28, reading from verse 12, says, as he slept, as he slept. Friends, I want to encourage you, you can afford to sleep. You can afford to sleep. In this season, you need to sleep. In this season, you need to rest. In this season, you need to put your head down on the rock of your salvation and begin to dream dreams that God wants to instill in your heart, instill in your spirit. I want to encourage you to begin to dream and dream again. As he slept, he dreamed of a stairway that reached from earth to heaven, and he saw the angels of God going up and down on it. At the top of the stairway stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your grandfather Abraham and the God of your father Isaac. The ground you are lying on belongs to you. I want to encourage you. There are things that you're trying to work out. God has already declared some words. God has already spoken some words. The ground you are lying on belongs to you. I will give it to you and your descendants. Friends, you are blessed and so are your children. Your children will be blessed and the generations after them will be blessed also. Your descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the earth. They will cover the land from east to west and from north to south. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. What's more, I will be with you and I will protect you wherever you go. I will someday bring you safely back to this land. I will be with you constantly until I have finished giving you everything I have promised. Some of you need to hear that today. I will be with you constantly, constantly. He's not going away. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you constantly until I have finished giving you everything I have promised. Then Jacob woke up and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I wasn't even aware of it. He was afraid and said, what an awesome place this is. This is none other than the house of God, the gateway to heaven. The next morning, he got up very early. He took the stone he had used as a pillow and set it upright as a memorial pillar. Then he poured olive oil over it. He named that place Bethel, house of God, though the name of the nearby village was Luz. Praise God, great name for a village, but who cares? That's what it's saying there, because now this place is anointed. Now this place is set apart as holy. Now this place is the house of God and we are the citizens of heaven. And everybody said together, amen. And so it is that Bethel, the house of God, is a holy place. It's an anointed place, a place where generational dreams are received, fulfilled, and become reality. Friends, I want to encourage you, your children need you to dream. Your grandchildren, did I mention I'm a grandfather? Your grandchildren need you to dream. The generations to come need you to dream. Your neighbors need you to dream. This city needs you to dream. This nation needs you to dream. Friends, we are called to be a dreaming people. We are dreamers by nature because we have the Spirit of God within us. And when the Spirit of God begins to illuminate the things that God has got planned for you, you need to begin to dream and begin to see it in Christ. Let me speak to the dreamers in the house. Where are the dreamers, just out of curiosity? Praise God. I need to pray for everyone that couldn't raise their hand then, because you need to be a dreamer. God wants to speak to you. God wants to pour out his Spirit upon you. God wants to begin to illuminate things that you might see what you have never seen before. Let me speak to the dreamers, Habakkuk or Habakkuk, depending on where you come from. But we'll just call him Habba for today. The prophet Habba writes, then the Lord replied, write down the revelation. Everyone say revelation. How many of you know the revelation can be a revelation where God speaks to you? A revelation can be where he speaks through a vision, where he speaks through a dream, where he speaks through a prophetic word like we've heard today, where he speaks through the word of God. It doesn't actually matter. When God speaks, God speaks. You gotta begin to understand God speak. God speak. Remember God spell from the 70s? Like, hey man, what's happening? We're not talking about that. We're talking about God speak. God speak. God wants to speak to you. God wants to speak to you. I'm intrigued about how many people want the God speak to come back to leadership in the church. Friends, this doesn't work like that. God wants to speak to you. He's given you his Spirit. He's given you his word. God wants to speak to you. Yes, he'll speak through us, and yes, he'll speak through the church, but God wants to speak to you. So, write down the revelation, the vision, the dream, the prophecy, the word of the Lord, and make it plain. Let's not overcomplicate that which is meant to be simple from heaven. Make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. The reader may run with it. For the revelation, the dream, the prophetic word, the vision, etc., etc., awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. It is going to come to pass. It is going to come to pass. What was the last thing God said to you? I asked you that last week. I also asked, have you done it? But friends, that which God has spoken over your life, concerning your life, I promise you, if you will continue in faith, if you will walk by faith, if you will live by faith, you're going to see the word of the Lord come to pass in your generation. You will. I'm believing for it. I'm believing for it. You're like, you're believing for what? I'm believing for it all. You know me, I want a hamburger with a lot. I want my pizza with everything. I'm not gonna believe for a pepperoni. I'm not gonna believe for a Hawaiian. I'm gonna believe for a super supremo, which extra olives and anchovies. I just think the Lord wants to pile it on. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. Is that like, well, one anchovy per slice. No. He wants to lavish his love on you. If God has said it, then let that settle it. If God has spoken it, then let that be the word of the Lord. If he's given you a vision, then get ready because it's coming. You just got to keep walking, keep living by faith. And everybody said together, amen. It will not delay. Church, hear the word of the Lord today. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. It's not just about you and what you can do in yourself. He who began the good work in you will be faithful to complete it. It's God who began the good work in you. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is... He who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. We were praying in our house last night. We got a newborn baby, as you know, not newborn anymore, four and a half months old. We're praying. And George is like, shh, you wake the baby. I don't care about the baby. I feel the fire. No, it wasn't quite like that. Can I encourage you? Be bold. Be courageous. Lift up your voice that the one who can hear you can deliver you. As in, sometimes we're like little church mice walking around whispering, oh, Lord, please, Lord, have mercy on me. I am but a worm. I'm no worm. I'm a devil buster. You're a devil buster. In Jesus' name, when you have the word, you got the authority. When you got the authority, you walk in power. When you walk in power, the devil begins to tremble. And so we should. It's time to get some stuff sorted out in here. Praise God. So you got to lift up your voice. Let's raise up our voice because he who promised is
faithful.
Amen. John chapter 11, verse 40. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you will see the glory of God? Believing isn't just believing. How many of you know the demons believe in God? But they're not smart enough to work it out. As in, no, we believe in God. We live a life that is worthy of our calling. That's what believing is really all about. As in, you can't believe and sit there. You can't believe and do nothing. No, if you're a believer, you'll rise up in faith and live a life that is honoring of God and worthy of our calling in Christ Jesus. And everybody said, friends, there are dreams within us that need to be stirred up again. I used to love a good fire. My dad taught me how to build fires. As in, some of you know, he was like a bush ranger gone, I don't know. He was like a modern day bush ranger. He would take us out the bush and we would politically very incorrect probably these days, but we would chop trees down and start fires. And my dad burnt down a timber mill when he was younger. He knew about fires. It's a long story. He didn't do it deliberately. It's just like, you know, the little fire that gets out of control. May there be a little fire in us that begins to burn out of control. May there be a little fire in us that catches on to others. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so what's that got to do with anything? I'm not really too sure. We need to stir the dreams up like a fire that has begun to grow dim. It's like, no, stir it up again. Put another log on the fire. Fix me up some bacon and some beans. Anyway, so no, some of you are like, where did that come from? I'm not too sure where any of this comes from. Let's just call it the anointing. There's some strange things done in the name of the anointing. Isn't it true? It's like, it was the anointing. Oh. No, it was just the 70s coming back from somewhere. All right, so we've got to stir it up again. The dreams, stir them up again. The words, stir them up again. The visions, stir them up again. What is it that God spoke to you? What is it that God promised you? What is it that you are waging war for? Stir it up. Everyone say, stir it up. Can I say to you, an interruption is not a denial. Hey, yeah. An interruption is not a denial. Some of you are like, oh, God's forsaken me. No, he hasn't. It's just been an interruption. It's an interruption. A pause is not the same as delete. A pause is a pause. Sila. It's a pause. It's not delete. Miss a turn is not the same as go back to the start. You know what I'm talking about. Missing a turn, it's not the same. It's just, it is what it is. Now he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Psalm chapter 42, verse 11. I've used this verse lots in the last 18 months, no doubt about that. Why am I discouraged? Why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Church, I'm here to tell you today that no COVID, no lockdown, no government authority has the power to quench or withhold the plans and the purposes that God has ordained and spoken over your lives. If God has said it, you've got to receive it. If God has said it, you've got to walk in it. If God has said it, you've got to begin to declare it and speak it out and get ready for the blessing of God, because it's coming your way. The word of the Lord is coming your way. The promises of God are coming your way. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No, it won't happen. It won't happen. I don't know about you, I'm like to hell with the devil. I'm done with it. Friends, can I encourage you? Let's get back to the word of God. I put a post up last night before I went to sleep. Never a good idea. Never a good idea. I haven't even looked at the responses today because I want to keep my spirit clean as I enter the house of God. Some of you are like, oh, I saw that post. I haven't even read what some of the responses are on it. I don't want to know. There's a big difference between ideology and theology. Don't get it mixed up. You can build your life upon theology. The word of God. This is God's ideas. The problem with ideology is I'm at the front of it. My eyes, my thoughts, my ideas, my thoughts. My this is what I think. Frankly, this is going to sound a little harsh. I don't care what you think. And you probably shouldn't care what I think. What I think actually won't help you. What God thinks will help you. What God thinks is what you build your life upon. What God thinks is the word of God. What God thinks is the foundation for life. What God thinks will see you through this generation, and the generations will be calling you blessed because you've led them to a place where they trust in the word and not the ideas of man. As in, ideas come and go. Ideologies come and go. But the word of the Lord shall remain forever. If God said it, then let that be the word of the Lord in your life. If God has declared it, and God has promised it, and God has revealed it, then let that be the word of the Lord. Don't be like, hey. No, let that be the word of the Lord. Isaiah 55, verse 11. reading from the Amplified, which is not something I generally do, but I just wanted to expand it. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, is the Lord. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect. It will not be useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. It could be the thing, could be you today. The thing today could be your marriage. The thing today could be your finances. The thing today could be your children. The thing today, what is the thing today? If you've got a word, you've got to hang on to the word, because the word is more powerful than the thing itself. The word, the word, the word. I'm sure there would have been times when Joseph, and you say, Joseph, we haven't been talking about, we've been talking about Jacob. Why are we talking about Joseph? Because Jacob was a dreamer and he had offspring, and now Joseph is one of them. One of his sons. Well, let me say this to you. What you have walk in your life will run in the lives of your children. I'll say that again. What you have walk in your life will run, Effie, in the lives of your children. It's like, don't expect your children to do greater than you have if you're not doing it at all. You got to be a dreamer so that your children will learn to dream. And when they learn to dream, you're going to set them up to encounter God in ways that will change and shape their futures. I'm sure there would have been times when Joseph, who was both anointed and appointed, found himself questioning, were my dreams really from God? I dreamt that I would be promoted. I dreamt that I would have authority. I dreamt that I would lead my family. But instead, I'm thrown into a pit. I'm sold out by my family. I'm betrayed by my employer. And now I find myself locked up in prison for what? I didn't do anything at all. But still, I want to encourage you. And even he can see he is encouraged. The one who promised is faithful, faithful. So Joseph says to himself, can I encourage you? It's good to talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. How many of you have to tell yourself to be quiet? Be quiet. Baxter, you need to shut up. Get behind me, Shane. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Joseph's in prison. He's having a conversation with himself. Because he knows the detour, while it is inconvenient, the destination remains the same. He just needs to keep walking by faith. Therefore, he says, I'll walk and I'll talk and I'll live in my anointing wherever I find myself, in the knowledge that the Anointed One has given his angels charge over me. And the dream and the vision and the revelation and the word of God for my life will soon become my reality. And sure enough, that was Joseph's story. Friends, if you have a dream that's not yet realized, that is yet to be fulfilled, understand that as a child of God, understand that as the house of God, which is what you are, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and the anointing has the power to, in time, to break every yoke of bondage off of you, that you might enter into the fullness of the life that Christ has revealed for you. God's not finished with you yet. An interruption is not a denial. A pause is not the same as delete. Missing a turn is not the same as go back to start. It's not the same. So it's time now for us to stand in our anointing. In fact, why don't we stand? Why don't we stand? It's time for us all over in joy. If you're watching it online today, why don't you stand in your lounge room? If you're able to stand, stand wherever you find yourself. It's time for us to stand in our anointing. I actually honestly believe it is actually time to stand again in the house of God. There's something supernatural that happens as brothers and sisters stand united in faith. There is an atmosphere. There is an outpouring. When you position yourself in the house of God, something supernatural is about to occur. So I say it's time to stand in our anointing. It's time to stand, if possible, when possible, in the house of God. It's time to stand as the house of God. Bethel, the holy place. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And as we stand, we need to understand that Jesus was always Jacob's ladder. Always Jacob's ladder. Jesus saying to Nathanael, you're going to see the angels of God up and down, on the Son of Man. Nathanael understands exactly what's being spoken about here because Jacob saw it in the past, speaking of the future. Jesus is that ladder for us. And as we stand as the house of God and as we stand in the house of God, as we walk as the people of God in the anointing of God, then we're going to climb onto the shoulders of Jesus. We're going to scale the shoulders of Jesus and from Jesus step into all that God has got for us. And what He's got before us is way better than anything that's behind us. I don't know about you. I am ready to step into all that God has got for me. He has all authority on earth. I'm intrigued at some of the preachers at the moment. I shouldn't even go here. But it just seems like we've changed our doctrine. We've changed our theology. It seems to be that in some, the governments now have more authority than the Word of God. I don't know about you, but I still believe the Word of God. I still believe the Word of God has power. I still believe the Word of God has authority. It doesn't matter whether we be here in Melbourne or in the USA or in China or wherever we may be. Either the Word of God is all sufficient or it's not. The Word of God is all powerful or it's not. Frankly, call me old-fashioned, but I believe it is. He has all authority on earth, enabling Him to see that which He has spoken and revealed come to pass. It's time for us to remind ourselves of what God said. What did God say to you? Mel, what did God say? Jake, what did God say? What did God say? What did God say to you? Stir it up in the Holy Ghost. Remind yourself. Begin to do war in the prophetic. Begin to do war with those prophetic words. Take them out and start banging them like arrows, the hands of a warrior. Lord, we're praying. Lord, we're believing. Lord, we're desperate to see it become a reality. Pick it up again. Stir it up again. Get ready. Get ready. Your breakthrough is coming. Put your hope in God, for He who promised is faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. I want to pray. There are people here at the moment and hope is like, you know when you're driving your wife's car and you've gone from F to 3/4 to 1/2 to 1/4 and then the little red light comes on and you think to yourself, do I go to the service station and fill it up for her or just put it back in the driveway? You know that... Some of us have come in today with a little red light on. I don't know that I can believe anymore. I don't know that I can dream again. I don't know that I can stir it up. Oh, you can. You can. A smoldering wick, He will not snuff out. Smoldering. A bruised reed will not break off. Your future is in what God has spoken. He doesn't actually need to speak it again because it's spoken. God's word will not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish that which it's sent forth to do. If you're here today, and if you were to be honest, yeah, I'm red lighting. All hope is almost gone, but there's just a bit. And you're saying, Shane, I need a breath of God. I can promise you I need His breath always. I need His breath consistently. I need his breath. If you've got a dream that you feel is all but dead, if you've got a vision that you feel is almost snuffed out, if you've got a prophetic word that is so broken and you just look and you think, how could it ever be? It can be because of the one who said it. It can be because of the one who spoke it. If you need fresh life, fresh vision, fresh hope to come into your life, that you might begin to believe again, walk again, dream again, speak again. I want you to raise both hands towards heaven right now. Father, I pray. Brothers and sisters, let me encourage you. You're not in this by yourself. It has been a rough time. Maybe you're at home at the moment, you're on the couch, got your hands raised. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. We're praying for each other. We're standing with each other. We've all been through a wretched time. But there was another in the fire. And there was one holding back the seas, the waters. His name is Jesus. He is the Word, was the Word, will always be the Word. The Word that He has spoken over your life, if it's yet to come to pass, though it tarry, wait for it. Though it might be delayed, it shall surely come. Mel, it shall surely come. It shall surely come. It shall surely come. It shall surely come. The word of the Lord shall surely come. It shall surely come. Father, into every heart I speak faith. Into every heart I speak hope. Into every heart I speak peace. Into every heart I speak joy. Into every heart I speak the love of God. Into every heart I speak revelation. Into every heart I pray that you would open the eyes of their understanding, that they might see you high and lifted up, still on the throne, where you've always been, Lord God, with all authority in heaven and all authority on earth. Lord, we don't put our hope in men, and we don't put our hope in situations, and we don't put our hope in governments, and we don't put our hope in anyone but you. For surely, Lord, you're the only one that's never let us down. Surely, Lord, you're the only one that goes before us. Surely, Lord, you're the only one who intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, what you declare shall be our reality. What you declare shall be our destination. What you declare is our destiny, and we receive it today. We lay hold of it today. We are ready to step into all that you've got for us. So, Lord, we command the devil to be quiet now. We command the devil to be gone now. We say that his lies are to fall to the ground. And, Lord, let the word of God begin to germinate. Let the word of God begin to grow. Let the word of God do that which is sent forth to do. For surely, Lord God, you're calling us to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a fruitful people that bear fruit that will remain both in this life and in the life to come. We will dream, nutty dream again. Danny the Cav Man, dream and dream and dream again. Peter, keep dreaming. Take her, keep dreaming. Dream. Let the word of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say, I am strong. Oh, let the poor say, I am rich.